Afghanistan's Helmand province has long been the deadliest part of that country for U.S. troops. Hundreds of U.S. Marines were killed and thousands more wounded there in 7 years, a bitter fighting that ended in 2014. Now the Marines are back training Afghan soldiers rather than fighting insurgents. NPR's Tom Bowman has the story of one Marine who's returned.
Major Mike Minocchio admits he had a difficult time coming back to this troubled province.
It was hard at first. It's not that I didn't want to be here. I did. It was surreal at first. But I had been here at the height of the war.
Minocchio was a company commander 7 years ago, leading Fox Company, 29 Marines. They patrolled through fields, over canals, and down the dirt roads of a town called Marja. And they all spent time at a massive Marine base called Leatherneck, home to some 20,000 Marines.
It's a ghost town now. It was like returning to a scene of a crime, I guess. I had a really hard time dealing with the sights, the sounds, the feelings, the smells for the first part of the tour.
Leatherneck is gone, and these days Minocchio and just 300 Marines are living inside just a slice of it, a small hardscrabble base with a less glamorous name, Shoreb, which translates roughly to salty water. It's nothing more than a collection of trailers, Quonset huts, and shacks surrounded by high walls and razor wire. Minocchio sits on a bench, shaded from the baking afternoon sun by camouflage netting. He carefully unfolds a piece of paper and smooths it out.
So I did take some notes, just some stuff I want to talk about.
Yeah. There are lines of small, tight handwriting.
When I was here, I lost 6 guys killed in my company. Probably took 10 times as many wounded. And what I'd like to do is just talk about those 6 guys that were killed a little bit. Actually, 7 years ago yesterday, Lance Corporal Timmy Jackson was killed, and he was the first guy we lost.
Jackson was just 22 from a small town in Kentucky. His nickname was Mouse.
But he wasn't like the small little mousy guy. He was kind of a lanky guy. The thing that stood out most was his big goofy smile. And his Kevlar seemed like it was so big.
Kevlar, another name for his helmet.
He's sitting on his head, just kind of canted to the side or whatever, but he's a good, solid kid.
There were endless patrols for Fox Company around Marja and endless numbers of roadside bombs. One of them took the life of Staff Sergeant J.J. Collins on the 19th of October, 2010.
Real kind of laid-back surfer guy, the smile, always said, dude. It was just very refreshing to have him around.
8 days later, another roadside bomb killed Lance Corporal T.J. Honeycutt from Maryland, just 19. Then Fox Company lost Lance Corporal Dakota Hughes from Louisiana, followed by Lance Corporal Michael Geary from New Hampshire.
His legacy is going to live on. There's a bridge named after him in New Hampshire that, there's a sign next to it will always bear his name.
And finally, there was Sergeant Garrett Meisner of Cordova, Tennessee. He was older, 25. Minocchio says he was the best squad leader.
He was, killed a couple days after Christmas. At that point, we're getting ready to go home, just devastated. Arguably one of the strongest Marines in the company was gone. So those were the Marines of Fox Company, 2nd Battalion, 9th Marines, that were killed here in 2010.
Minocchio wears a silver bracelet on his right wrist. It's inscribed with the Marine Corps emblem and a single name.
This is for Staff Sergeant Collins. His name is the only name that's on this bracelet. It just happens to be him because he was the senior guy. So I wear his name for everybody, and not a day goes by that you don't think about one or all 6 of these guys one way or another.
Now there's a new strategy to train and help the Afghans recapture the territory. Minocchio is part of that effort and, like other Marines, no longer leaves this base. Most of the villages the Marines fought and died to clear years ago only slipped back to Taliban control when all the Marines left in 2014 and the Afghan army took over. He brushes aside talk of whether the sacrifice was worth it.
Agree or disagree with the bigger picture, it doesn't matter because it's always for the guys on the left and right. And you have to just look ahead and say, okay, this happened. Now, what do we have to do to take Marja back?
And with that, he gets up and heads back to work.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Thank you. All right, we'll see you guys.
All right. Tom Bowman, NPR News.